弟兄姊妹啊，我就快快带领大家啊，这个189问教理问答，然后我们阿瑟牧师啊为我们今天正道，请大家带189问，我读问题，大家一起读答案。主祷文的序言教训我们什么？主祷文的序言是我们在天上的父，这教训我们，当祷告的时候，我们要就近上帝，确信他父般的慈爱，我们与他这种慈爱有份，要有敬畏之心，以及其他各种孩子般的性情、属天的情感，并对他的主权、威严和恩惠的临在有正确的认识，同时也教训我们要与他人一起祷告，并为他人祷告。弟兄姊妹啊，每次我们用啊威斯敏斯特大要理问答来讲解圣经的时候，我们满心感恩啊，因为我们不仅我们自己信主，不仅我们自己归回圣经啊，我们正像使徒信经所告白的，我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒什么圣徒，主教教会每一个牧师、每一个长老、每一个弟兄姊妹，我们所宣讲的信息不是来自我们突发奇想，不是来自我们今天这样讲明天什么那样讲，而是来自于圣经，来自于圣灵对历世历代大公教会的保守和什么引领，来自于宗教改革，来自于清教徒的传统，这都是几千年几百年烈火什么炼真金向我们传递下来的按正义分解真道的什么规模啊！所以为我们能够访问古道啊，知道哪是正道行在其间，我们为上帝对我们主教教会的保守和引领啊，我们要啊献上感恩和赞美。所以在主祷文里就讲到说，我们在天上的父，这教训我们当祷告的时候就要就近上帝。弟兄姊妹，我们信主不是一个头脑上的知识，我们信主不是无事不登什么三宝殿，我们信主特别是此时此刻我们来就近上帝啊，通过我们的唱诗我们就近上帝，通过我们的祷告我们就近上帝，通过牧师圣言的宣讲我们就近上帝，通过我们金钱的奉献我们就近上帝。所以我们要活在上帝的面光什么之中的，然后讲到确信他父般的什么慈爱啊，不管是春夏秋冬啊，人的生死祸福，我们相信上帝掌管万有，让万事互相什么效力。然后就讲到说，而且我们与他这种慈爱有份啊，就是说盼望不至于羞耻，在这个世界上各种各样的盼望也会沮丧啊，也会最终往往是竹篮子打水什么一场空。但是我们在基督里的盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的什么心中，所以我们与主的慈爱有份，对上帝要有敬畏之心。我们来到主的正殿要穿严肃的衣服，要用严肃的话语啊，不能够嘻嘻哈哈，不能够随随便便，不能够乱说乱动。上帝在天上，我们在什么地上，所以我们要来到主的面前要肃静啊，要安静，我们的心灵要保持纯净，以及其他各种孩子般的性情啊。当然我们来到主的面前要用纯性情的流露啊，我们有喜乐，我们有眼泪，刚才看到接受长老啊，我们要举起双手，哇，六七十岁的年轻人，六七十岁的年轻人啊，举着双手在那那么开心那么喜乐，哎呀真是傻孩子一样，赤子之心。在上帝面前我们都是主的什么孩子，我们要高兴，我们要欢喜啊，我们要流泪，我们要喜乐，这些都是圣洁的情感啊，属天的情感，并且对于上帝的主权威严他的恩惠要有正确的什么认识。我们信主不是稀里糊涂，我们信主不是人云亦云，我们信主要不断的归回圣经，我们不断的寻求圣灵，是真理的圣灵带领我们进入真理的规模，我们晓得真理，真理必让我们得以自由。这样讲也教训我们要与他人一起祷告， 好，弟兄姊妹，我们教会不管是礼拜三的小组和牧师的祷告，尤其是安息日礼拜天教会的祷告，我们一起寻求我们在天上的什么父啊。现在我们在主恩教会已经看到一个好现象，看到长老牧师啊、执事带着太太啊，都提前来，提前坐在教会里。如果我们长老牧师执事我们不前来，我们不来到教会中敬拜，难道我们来教会中这是拿钱吗？上帝缺钱吗？这是做事吗？所以我们首先要用心灵和诚实来什么敬拜上帝啊！主的殿要成为为万民什么祷告的殿。所以我再次的向大家呼吁，我们牧师、我们长老、我们执事啊，包括我们的家人们，礼拜天早早的收拾整齐，来到主的殿中，一同来敬拜上帝，带领弟兄姊妹，相信我们主教教会会有一个新的气象，相信上帝的祝福会通过我们的祷告，真的是像春雨什么浇灌。感谢主，我们就把以下的时间啊交给阿舍牧师为大家证道。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹早安。
First of all, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here.
首先，我祝福在座所有的母亲，母亲节快乐。
I would like to start by sharing a reflection written by a theologian. His name is Philip Hooke, and it is about how he discovered how good he had it with his mother, with his mother's love when he was young.
我首先想跟大家分享一个，就是有个神学家叫菲利普·虎克，他写的他想分享，就是他小的时候有他母亲同在的时候他的这个喜乐。
When he was a teenager, he said that he and his mother did not get along.
他说他就是青少年时期的时候，他跟他的母亲就是相处不好。
So he chose a typical approach to deal with his mother.
他就选择那个青少年经常选用的一种方法来 对付他的母亲。
That is silence, not talking to her.
就是保持沉默，不跟他妈妈说话。
Every day he would leave for school in the morning and would come back, for the evening to eat, and then he would leave again to go to study the library, something like that.
他每天就是早晨出去上学，晚上回来吃个饭，然后又去，比如说图书馆去学习。
When he was finally home late at night, he would just read his own books and not talk to his mom, not say anything to her.
等他晚上很晚的时候回来的时候，他又选择自己读书，又不跟他的妈妈说话。
But invariably, his mother would come downstairs and ask him if he wants something to eat.
但是每次都是一样的，就他妈妈总会来问他，就说他愿不愿意下楼去吃点东西。
And he would grunt with a yes.
他就每次就会回答说我想吃点东西。
And she would cook him a egg and bacon sandwich, a sandwich for the night, night after night.
所以他的妈妈就是日复一夜的就是总是给他做这个鸡蛋还有那个培根肉的三明治。
She did that all the way until he left home for good to college, to work.
一直到他最后去上大学，最后去工作，他的妈妈一直是这样对他。
Years later, when their relationship was repaired or mended, she told him,why she had made all those sandwiches during that time.
在过了很多年，等他们的关系修复以后，他的妈妈就有一次给他解释为什么晚上给他做这个三明治。
She said, if you would ever talk to me, it was while I was making those sandwiches for you.
他说你唯一跟我说话的时候，当时就是在我在给你做三明治的时候。
That was when he discovered how good he had it with his mother all along.
他那时候就意识到有他的母亲一直陪伴一直在他身边陪伴是多么好的一件事。
Applying this to God, my hope and prayer today is through the passage that we're going to be looking at today in Galatians 3, is that we can see how good we have it with God, how good we have it with His law and His gospel.
用同样的一个故事，如果应用到我们今天，通过一会儿我要讲的加拉太书第三章，我就想让大家明白有神在我们身边，有神的律法，有神的福音在我们拥有这样三件事情是多么好的。
Before I come to the word of God, let's pray together.
我们来看神的话语之前，让我们一起来低头祷告。
Father, as we are about to hear your word, prepare our hearts to listen.
天父，我们在我们要马上就要听你的话语之前，求你预备我们的心，打开我们的让我们能够聆听。
Bring us to obey your will.
能够让我们能够谦卑的顺服你自己的意志。
Set your path clearly before us and lead us to following you willingly.
让你的路在我们面前就显得平顺，让我们能够甘心乐愿的顺服你。
Lead us to experience the goodness of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
带领我们能够让我们真正的体验到我们耶稣基督我们的主带来的福音是多么的美好。
In His glorious name we pray.
奉他荣耀的名，我们一起祷告。
Amen. Amen. Please turn with me to Galatians chapter 3, verses 15 to 26.
我们一起打开加拉太书第三章十五。从十五到二十六节。
And I will just ask Tony to just read for us in Mandarin.
我们来一起读，我来给大家读中文。弟兄们，我们且照着人的常话说，虽然是人的文约，若已经立定了，就没有能废弃或加增的。所应许的原是像亚伯拉罕和他的子孙说的。神并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。我是这么说，神预先所立的约不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。因为承受产业若本乎律法，就不本乎应许，但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？原是为过犯添上的，等候那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且是借天使经中保之守舍立的。但中保本不是为一面所做，神却是一位。这样律法是与神的应许反对吗？断乎不是。若曾传一个能叫人得生的律法，义就诚然本乎律法了。但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使所应许的福因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。但这因信得救的理还未来之以先，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到那将来的真道显明出来。这样律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。但这因信得救的理既然来到，我们从此就不在师父的手下了。所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
So from this passage I want to point out three problems that often cause us to not to know how good we have it in life with God, with His law and His gospel.
在这里面我想指出，就是我们生活中经常能够发现的有三个问题，就是关于有很多时候我们没有意识到我们有神，我们有神的律法，我们有神的这个福音是多么美好。
First, we can't really understand who God is without understanding His promise.
首先，如果我们不明白神的应许，我们就无法认识神。
Second, we don't really know who we are, how bad we have been without God's law.
第二，就如果没有神的律法，我们就无法认识自己，也没意识到自己有多么的坏。
And third, we can't really grasp how great God's love is without the gospel.
最后就是，如果我们不知道福音的话，我们更无法体会神的爱。
So first, we can't really understand who God is without a promise.
首先，如果我们不知道神的应许的话，我们就无法认识神。
Just a quick reminder of the context of the book of Galatians.
首先，我跟大家讲一下这个加拉太书的背景。
Paul is very upset with the Galatians because they have been so foolish to believe that the works of the law, especially circumcision, is necessary for salvation.
这个保罗事实上是对加拉太的一些信徒是挺生气的，因为这些信徒觉得如果不通过神的律法，尤其是比如说这个不受割礼的话，就没有办法得救。
They have been influenced by the Judaizers. Judaizers are the Jewish Christians who are strong on keeping the law.
这些信徒呢，就是受当时的这种有犹太教背景的这个基督徒的影响。这些犹太教背景的基督徒呢，他们就认为就是必须要守神的律法，要受割礼才能得救。
Back in chapter 3, verse 6, Paul says that even Father Abraham was justified by faith.Not works. That was very clear.
在加拉太书第三章第六节，保罗都说，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，这非常的清楚。
This is faith in Christ who bore the curse of the law for those who can't keep the law but only trust in Christ alone.
这个就是在基督里面的信心，是基督他为那些没有办法这个守律法的人承担了罪的咒诅。
Paul tells us in verses here, in chapter 3, verses 8, 9, and 14, that the promise to Abraham is the blessing to all nations.
保罗在这里面提醒大家，从这个第三章的第八节一直到第十节那个地方，就是这个福音就是传给亚伯拉罕，就是要万国都必因你得福。
This blessing to all nations is the good news, is the gospel.
这个万国都必因你得福，这就是好消息，这就是福音。
This gospel is about you bringing God's bringing sinners into His family.
这个福音就是关于神亲自把所有的这个犯罪的人带到他自己的家庭里面。
But it has to come through Jesus.
但是必须是通过耶稣基督而来。
In other words, Jesus has to be the fulfillment of God's promise that He made to Abraham.
所以在这里面是耶稣基督必须要。这个成全，神当时给亚伯拉罕的应许。
Now, Paul here is not playing a word game here with the word offspring in verse 16.
保罗在这里面在第十六节关于这个子孙、众子孙这个词，保罗不是在玩一个文字的游戏。
It's difficult to understand when you read the Chinese Bible here.
如果我们只是读中文圣经，这个地方可能有点难理解。
If you know the English word offspring in Hebrew, it works the same way, actually.
如果你知道英文这个众子孙或者子孙这个词，它和那个希伯来文是有点相通之处。
Because you do not say offsprings with an S at the end, even want to say it in plural.
因为事实上在英文里面这个词它是单数和复数同样的一个形式，所以在英文里面事实上你不会在后面加一个 S， 就是众子孙。
In Hebrew it is both a singular and a collective，
所以在那个希伯来文里面也是，它既是一个单数也可以指很多子孙。
The Jews of course they know this grammatical nuance，
所以那个这个当时的犹太人事实上他是知道这个语法上的这种细微的差别。
And that's why they've been arguing that this offspring means just about the nation of Israel, meaning many offspring.
所以在这个犹太人他们一直认为这个子孙指的是就是以色列国的这些人，是很多这些犹太人。
But Paul says here, no, you have just missed the point of God's promise.
但是保罗在这里面提醒他们就是你们错了，事实上你们没有明白这个应许这儿指的这个子孙的意思。
If that's all you think about this offspring, you're wrong.
如果你认为是这个众子孙，那其实是你错了。
This offspring is about Jesus, the one offspring of God.
这里面的这个子孙就是指的耶稣这一个子孙。
The one offspring of Abraham.
他是亚伯拉罕的一个子孙。
Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of what God had promised to Abraham.
耶稣基督是最后应验了神对亚伯拉罕这个应许的这个唯一的一个。
So it is through believing in him, in Jesus, as Abraham believed God, sinners are saved and are blessed through Jesus' righteousness.
是通过我们对耶稣基督的信心，我们这些罪人才能够真正被罪得赦免，为称为义。
This is how God works salvation through his promise.
这也是神就是如何通过他的应许来完成他的救赎。
And this promise that God gave to Abraham and to those who believe him is unchangeable, irrevocable.
这个神对他这个信他的人这样的一个应许是不会撤销的。
Paul says in verse 15 that the man-made covenant that Paul speaks of is like our idea of the last will.
这个保罗在讲的这个就是这个约就好像人的临终前的那个遗嘱一样。
That once the person had written it and is dead, that's when it becomes effective. That is legally binding.
当人写一个遗嘱，这个人然后又过世了，那在他过世以后，他这个文约，这个写成的这个遗嘱就开始起效果了。
Unless the person dies, it has no effect whatsoever, right?
对，如果这个人就是死了以后，这个遗嘱也没有效果的话，那就没有意义。
But once it is effective, when it's legal, it is binding. You cannot change it.
那在他死后，如果这个他这个约誓，他这个遗嘱是有效果的，那他就是有法律效果的，你就没有办法再改变。
If that's how human covenants, human wills work, then how much more so it is for God's covenant, through Christ's death on the cross works.
如果人的文约都有这样的效力，那么神的这个给人的这个应许的这个约，尤其是在耶稣基督在十字架上为人而死以后，你可以想象他这个效力该有多大。
So this is who God is. He is a promise keeper. He is the ultimate promise keeper.
那这就是我们的神，他是一个最终的一个保守他自己的这个承诺的一个神。
So here's the question: What does God's promise have to do with God's law?
那我们这里面这就是一个问题，就神的应许和神的律法有什么关系？
Well, the law is the expression of who God is.
那律法就是对神到底是一个什么样的神的一种表达。
The law expresses God's holiness, his perfection.
这个律法能够表现出来神的圣洁和他的完美。
It expresses his eternal character, his uncompromising moral standard.
能够表现出来神的永恒的特征，还有他毫不妥协的道德标准。
It was expressly and deliberately revealed to feed into God's promise.
这个最终他其实也能表达出来神的这个应许。
Remember, the law came 430 years later after the Mount Sinai, after God's promise given to Abraham in Genesis 17.
如果大家记得的话，事实上这个。律法是在这个创世纪第十七章里面，神对这个亚伯拉罕的应许之后430年才又来的。
Without the law feeding into God's promise, we can't fully or really understand who God is.
如果不是这个律法能够直接就是完成这个显示出这个应许的话，我们也没有办法明白神。
We can't clearly see the depth of God's love to save sinners who can't measure up to His perfect, uncompromising moral standard.
我们更看不出来，就是神能够愿意为罪人而死这样的一个，而就是表现出来他毫不妥协这个道德的标准。
Think about this. Why would a holy, perfect God want to have anything to do with?Or association with filth. I mean, us sinners. Why?
如果大家想一下，一个圣洁的神，他能够愿意和我们这样污秽的，就是非常低级的这样罪人有何相干呢？你能想得出来吗？
We are selfish, greedy, competitive.
我们非常自私、贪婪、好胜。
We are arrogant. We are controlling. We are prideful all the time.
我们傲慢，喜欢控制别人，有的时候又很骄傲。
We are lustful. We are adulterous, full of hatred.
我们又是一群好色、奸淫、充满仇恨的人。
We are lazy. We are complacent. You name it.
我们也是这种懒惰，也是这种自满的人。你可以随便想。
Yet, God doesn't change His mind to save sinners, while He still doesn't compromise His holiness either.
但神却愿意在不妥协自己的这个圣洁的情况下，又愿意去拯救罪人。
Only with God's law and God's promise to save and bless sinners together, now we can really see who God is.
只有通过神的律法、神的应许，我们才真正能认识到底是什么样的一位神。
God's love and God's grace, with God's holiness, with and truth and justice, all come together.
我们能够看到，就神的爱、神的恩典。同时又看到神的圣洁、神的公义。
Do you know why Christianity doesn't seem to make sense to a lot of people? Maybe there's some of you.
你知道为什么这个基督教对很多人就是好像，就是他会觉得这没有什么道理，甚至可能在座的我们是不是有弟兄姊妹也会觉得我们的基督教有些地方好像对你觉得没有什么意义
？Because sinful human beings, us, we tend to see either God's free grace, God's promise to save sinner, that's it.
因为像我们这样的罪人，要么就是喜欢看就神白白的恩典，就是要拯救罪人。
Or it is all about keeping rules, keeping God's law and truth.
或者还有一些人就会觉得基督教一直都是要遵循遵守律法，就是要遵守条条框框。
But intuitively, we know this, that if your experience, your impression of the Christian faith is only about God's grace and love, God's mercy, without a real emphasis on the truth of His holiness,
但你又很直觉的知道，如果这个我们的信仰只是和神的这个爱、神的恩典有关，而不涉及神的这个公义和神的这个道德标准的话
，then you can't really see and feel the deep need of God's love in your life。
那你就其实你没有办法真正的体会或者看到你自己心中需要神这样的大爱的这样的一个需要。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because that love would be cheap to you。
因为如果你只看到神，只重视神的爱或者他的恩典，而不去看神的公义的话，你会觉得他的爱好像很便宜、很廉价。
And if it's all about God's law, about God's truth, you would end up resenting God, hating God.
但如果又是所有的这个信仰又只是关于神的这个真理的话，你可能又会对神充满怨言。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because you would see him as just a harsh taskmaster.
因为你可能会觉得神变成了一个非常严厉的、天天给你活干的这样一位主人。
I don't blame you. Why would anyone want to believe in a God like that?
我不会这个，我会很那个。跟你很会有同感，我会觉得谁会愿意要这样一位严厉的这样一位主人呢
？It is like if you are only and always as harsh as a parent to your children, your children will resent you, right?
就好像你总是对自己的孩子非常的严厉，你的孩子可能也会非常的怨恨你。
And if you only please your children and just give them to them let them do anything, well, guess what? Your children is going to think that you're a joke.
但如果你每天只是讨好你的孩子，他要什么都给，那你的孩子可能最后觉得你也是一个玩笑，因为你没有起到这个父母这样的一个责任。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰福音第一章第十四节。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音第一章第十四节说道成肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
Grace first and then truth second in that order in terms of emphasis
这个经节里面恩典是先来的然后是真理是以这样的一个顺序恩典真理
and who is the word?
那谁是这个道呢
？Of course, we know this is Jesus, God incarnate.
我们知道这个道其实就是变成肉身的耶稣基督。
So, point is, if you don't fully see Jesus this way as God's truth and God's grace and truth together, Christianity won't make sense to you.
如果你没有办法把耶稣基督看成是神的恩典和神的这个真理统一的这样化身的话，那基督教对你也就没有什么没有真正的意义。
You can't understand who God is, the concept of God, unless you come to Jesus and let Him show you how God's law, His holy character in Jesus, feeds into God's love, God's grace to save sinners.
你必须要来到神的面前，通过耶稣基督看到神自己的这个律法，还有他的这个恩典，然后还有他的真理，通过这个看到神的爱。
Without this understanding, you would be stuck in your unending misery and confusion in this sin-filled, this cursed, this adulterous world.
如果你没有意识到这一点的话，那你就一直陷在自己这个无限的这个混淆，在这样一个堕落的败坏的一个世界里面。
Plus, you will be waiting for God's final judgment according to His law.
而且你会一直等着，就是按照像神的律法里面讲的，你会一直就是等着神最后的这个审判。
So first, we can't understand who God is without His promise.
所以这是我刚才讲的第一点，没有神的应许，我们无法认识神。
And second, we don't really know who we are without the law.
第二的话，如果没有律法的话，我们甚至无法认识自己。
Verse 19, Paul asks, "Why then the law?"
这个在加拉太书第三章第十九节，保罗这样问，这么说来，律法是为什么有的呢
？I've mentioned the law shows and expresses God's holiness, His perfection, His moral standard.
我刚才提过，这个神的律法能够显示出神的圣洁完美，还有他自己的这个道德标准。
But just knowing, just understanding what the law is can't save us, can't give us righteousness, can't give us forgiveness.
但是只是知道律法的话并不能拯救我，因为律只仅知道律法并不能就是宽恕我们的罪。
Now, interestingly, Paul tells us in verse 19 that the law was added because of transgressions, because of sin.
那在第十九节这里面，保罗非常有意思讲这个律法是为过犯添上的。
So this points to the reality that all men are transgressors or sinners of God's law.
这个里面就其实就是指出一点，就是众人都犯了罪。
And all of us, everyone, are desperately in need of God's saving promise.
我们的每一个人都需要神拯救的这样的一个应许。
In Reformed theology, we often talk of the three uses of the law.
在改革宗神学里面，我们经常讲就是就神的律法的三个用处。
Allow me to go through them very briefly.
我很快跟大家提一下。
Just so you can see the relevance of the law.
这样你能够看出这个律法的这个相作用。
First, the law works like a mirror.
首先律法就好像一面镜子一样。
The purpose of a mirror is to show and review and expose ourselves, you know, what we are, who we really are, sinners.
我们知道镜子的功能就是能够显出我们自己到底是，让你看清到底是谁，尤其是作为罪人。
Without a mirror, like the law, we can't really see how bad we are.
如果没有镜子的话，我们看不出来自己的败坏。
How dirty we look.
我们多么的污秽。
Now, there are two natural reactions of those who have been confronted by God's law.
那就是面对神的律法的话，一般人会有两种反应。
First, the first reaction is that the law convicts us of our sins right away.
第一种反应是有些人会立刻被神的律法所这个说服，你都明白自己确实是犯了罪。
And that would lead us to repentance and correction.
这个会带给我们这个悔改，带给。
It's kind of like the job of a guardian that mentioned Paul mentions in verse 24.
就像这个在第二十四节里面保罗谈到的这个训蒙的师傅的功用。
Right. This guardian always reminds and tells the children when they misbehave, right?
这个我们知道是训蒙的师傅，比如说在家里他会告诉，当小孩不听话的时候，你会指出来错误。
Now, interestingly, you got to notice that this guardian is not the same thing as a teacher or a schoolmaster.
我想告诉大家的这个训蒙的师傅不是那个简单的你想象中的老师或者学校的校长。
This guardian is kind of like more of a servant caretaker.
这个更像是就是来保守的这样一个奴仆给他们关爱的这样一个人。
He's more like a sophisticated babysitter, if you will.
或者是你想象的他是一个就是负责一个看小孩的，但是更高一级的。
In a wealthy family, he would be the one who is supervising the child all the time.
如果是对那种很有钱的家庭呢，这样一个训蒙的师傅就是管理这个孩子的一个总管。
He would be disciplining and keeping the child out of trouble.
他会保护，而且有的时候会惩戒这个小孩，让他们不至于说遭大祸害。
But he's not like a classroom or like a main teacher.
但是他并不是好像你在教室里面主要那个教导的老师。
So, like a guardian, the law points us to God's grace and promise in Christ, the real teacher.
这个训蒙的师傅，他是指向关于这个神的这个律法的真正的老师，就是耶稣基督。
The second reaction that a person when he is confronted by the mirror by the law is this.
第二种就是人们看到镜子里的自己的反应是
Have you ever felt like, you know, have the feeling of this, that when somebody is telling you what you can do and what you cannot do, and you feel like, who are you to tell me what I can do and what I cannot do?
就大家有没有这样的经历，就是如果有人告诉你你可以做什么，你不可以做什么，你有的时候心里面会反抗，觉得你是谁能够有这样的资格来告诉我要做什么。
I mean, isn't that the same case in Genesis chapter 3 when Eve was thinking, well, God doesn't want me to make my own call?
就好像在创世纪第三章里面那个这个夏娃她就觉得神好像不想让我自作主张。
I want to make my own call to choose.
但是我想走自己的路做自己的选择。
That's what the law is doing to people when they're confronted by it.
当人们这个被就是面对律法的时候，人们会怎么反应呢？
And we still do the same thing today, every day, when we're confronted by God's law, when God tells us what we can do and what we cannot do.
一直到今天，我们还会就是当面对神的律法的时候，告诉我们什么可以做，什么不可以做，我们还会有同样的反应。
This is the idea of the law came to trap us, came to imprison us in verse 23.
这就是这个第23节里面讲的这个意思，就是我们就被看守在律法之下，这个律法就是把我们圈起来。
When it comes to breaking point, Lord willing, the law will again convict us of our sin and condemn us of our sin.
直到一定程度，如果神愿意的话，这个律法会让我们能够真的看出来我们的罪到底有多么的大。
It tells us how much we need God's grace.
让我们知道我们是如何的需要神的恩典。
So that's the first use of the law, the mirror.
这是这个神的律法的第一个用处，就是一面镜子。
Second use of the law is offense. The law is offense to restrain sin.
第二个用处就是神的律法就好像一个篱笆来够限制这个罪。
Going back to the imagery of the guardian, the law is like someone who informs and educates and to prevent someone to do something. To right?
我们回到刚才那个训蒙的师傅，这个律法就好像是一个界限或者是一个圈子，能够防止人们就是犯更大的错误。
Without the law, you would probably sin worse, a lot worse.
如果没有律法的话，我们很可能会犯更大的罪。
Third use of the law is a directional sign or a lamp, a guide.
第三点的话，这个律法就好像一个方向灯或者是一个方向的这个标志。
It shows us how we should live to please God, to live a life according to His design.
律法能够告诉我们，就是我们如何能够讨神的喜悦，到底应该如何按神的旨意生活。
It shows us how we may have a blessed life.
而且能够告诉我们，我们的生活里面是得到了多么大的祝福。
But there's also a fourth use of the law here.
但在这里面，其实还有这个律法的第四个用处。
And this is specific to the Galatians context here, as we're going through Galatians here.
这个是对这个加拉太人当时他是有一个特定的一个用处。
It is called the redemptive historical use of the law.
就是在历史上一个从一个救赎的观点这样的一个这个律法的一个用处。
All three uses that I have just mentioned earlier, the lamb, the mirror, the mirror, the fence, and the lamb, they all apply to this fourth use.
我刚才提到的那三个用处，就是镜子、篱笆和镜子、篱笆，还有这个方向的灯，其实也可以用在这个地方。
It is specifically applicable to not us today, but to biblical Israel.
但是这个里面刚才我提的这个第四点呢，就是并不用在我们今天，它主要是用在这个圣经时期的这些以色列人。
Once the Messiah has come, once salvation is accomplished by the Messiah, this fourth use of the law is done with.
一旦这个救赎主完成了这个救赎的这个功，那么这个第四个用处就实现了。
This law was what imprisoned biblical Israel in the past in the Old Testament.
因为这个用处就是这个律法在圣经时期的以色列人，他其实是把圣经时代的那个以色列人守在这个律法之下。
The law has put biblical Israel under guard and has put it in custody for a time until the Messiah comes.
这个律法呢，就是在弥赛亚来之前，他把圣经时期的这些以色列人，就是能够保护，把他们放在保护之下。
The law has kept the faith of Israel pure.
这个律法能够保持当时的这个以色列人，让他们的这个信心能够纯洁。
Now, remember, God's moral law is eternal and remains forever.
我们知道神的道德律是永恒的，一直到永远。
It has always been around even before the Mosaic law.
其实在
God's eternal law.
神的这个道德律事实上在摩西律法之前就有，一直是永恒的。
But the Mosaic law, although it includes and expresses God's eternal moral character, which lasts forever, the Mosaic law is only given to biblical Israel as a temporary way of holding Israel until Messiah comes.
那摩西的律法虽然也能够反映出神的这个永恒的道德律，但主要是特别的是给 这个圣经时期的以色列人能够把他们保护起来，能够圈在那个律法之下。
This is what Paul is talking about here in Galatians, especially regarding the circumcision.
那在保罗在这里面在给加拉太人讲的这个，而且尤其是关于这个行割礼这件事情。
Now I know I said a whole lot about what the law is about.
我刚才跟大家讲了很多神的律法是什么。
I say all this because I really want you to understand the purpose of the law.
我讲这么多就是想让大家明白律法的意义。
But more importantly, I want you to understand how good we have it with just with God's law alone.
而且我更想让大家明白，我们能够拥有神的律法是多么好的一件事情。
My fear is that there are times that we don't really like to know, or we don't like to find out what's wrong with us, what's wrong with our sinful self.
但我比较怕就是有的时候我们可能会没有意识到其实我们自己到底有多么大的错。
We don't want to find out who we really are because we really don't like who we really are.
有的时候我们因为我们不想知道自己是谁，所以我们也不愿意去发现自己到底是什么样的人。
That's why we don't want to look into God's law.
所以因此我们就不愿意看神的律法，读神的律法。
We still don't want to be told what we can and cannot do today, like I said earlier.
因为就像我刚才提到的，即使到了今天，我们还是不愿意别人告诉我你可以做什么，你不可以做什么。
A lot of times, often we think we really don't want the fact that there is a reality of God's moral standard that's always and never changes.
我们很多时候我们就没有意识到神的这个道德的这个标准是永恒不变的。
I mean, it's kind of like this, that if there are no speed limits out there, you wouldn't care how fast you'd be driving. Some of us may be driving dangerously fast.
就好像是如果没有限速的标记的话，你可能有的时候根本就不在乎你开得有多快。
The police can never catch you if there's no speed limit sign.
因为如果没有限速标记的话，警察也不能抓你。
But can you imagine the world?Like that out there, how dangerous it would be.
但你可以想象，如果是一个没有这个限速的这样的一个世界，是一个多么危险的地方。
I mean, if there's no restraint, no fence, not only no mirror to show us how bad we are. If there's no restraint, no fence to show you how far you can go in life, can you imagine a world like that?
如果我们的这个行为没有任何的限制，没有篱笆保护圈着我们，你可以想象我们这个世界能够走成多么的极端吗？
What if you never tell your children what's wrong with them?
如果你从来不告诉你的孩子他们犯过什么错。
What if you never discipline them?
你从来不惩罚他们。
Can you imagine what they would like be like right now?
你能够想象出来他们今天会变成什么样的生活吗？
But mirror and fences, that is God's law, can't fix our problems either.
但是我们也知道，无论是镜子或者是这个篱笆，我们也知道这个并不能完全真正解决我们的问题。
God's law cannot fix our heart.
即使神的律法，它并不能够修补我们心里面的过犯。
It only shows us what's wrong with us.
它只是能够显出来我们到底哪儿错了。
It can't forgive us.
但是并不能饶恕我们。
Just as parents loving discipline, no matter how good or how bad it may be, cannot wipe away the wrong of the child.
就好像是就是一个。教训自己孩子的一个父母，不管你怎么教训，最后你并不能说改变一个把你自己孩子犯的错给擦掉。
It can only stop us from perhaps sinning further.
他只能说就是说能够暂时终止我们继续就是犯更大的错。
But it does. The law does point us to the need of something greater.
但是律法确实向我们指明，我们需要有更大的一位。
That is.God's love for us in Christ Jesus, and that leads to my last point.
就是神在耶稣基督里面彰显给我们的大爱，这是我最后的一点。
We can't really grasp how great God's love is without the gospel.
如果没有福音，我们没有办法体会就神的爱有多么的广大。
To understand this, let's look at verses 19 and 20.
如果我们想明白这一点的话，我们看一下第19节。
These verses clearly tells us that the Mosaic law has a subordinate nature to the promise of God made to Abraham.
第十九节里，这里面其实能够显现出来，就是这个律法事实上对和神对亚伯拉罕这个应许的话，律法是在这个应许之下的。
The Mosaic law was given, according to what Paul's saying here, through an intermediary, meaning a mediator. We talk about Moses here, become the mediator.
这个摩西的这个律法，我们看出来是给当时的以色列人，但是他这个给是通过中保之手的。这个中保其实就是摩西。
And even Moses had gotten that law from angels. Multiple places in the Bible tells us that that's the case.
从后面、还有几个圣经里面，其他的有好几个地方还说是借着天使中保之手设立。
So clearly, giving of the law requires a mediator.
所以我们能够看出来，这个律法的颁布是通过中保之手。
But God gives His promise to Abraham directly.
但是如果你记得的话，神是直接把应许给了亚伯拉罕。
Well, how did God give this promise to Abraham directly, and why?
那神是怎么又为何要直接把应许给亚伯拉罕呢
？If we look back to chapter 15 in Genesis.
如果我们看创世纪第十五章的话。
But that time when Abraham was doubting God's promise because he has no children, no son.
当时，亚伯拉罕就是对神的话有点疑问，因为他自己没有儿子。
So God told Abraham to prepare a ceremony, a covenant ceremony, so that they can walk through it together, supposedly.
所以当时就是神就告诉这个亚伯拉罕说，准备一个立约的仪式，让他们两个都可以那个走过。
The ceremony is supposed to be like this: that they will find the animals and cut them in half and create a path, so both parties would walk through it.
这个立约的仪式是，就是你会找一些这个找一些活物，把它们切成两半，立约的双方都要从这个切成两半这个中间走过去。
What did God do?
那神做了什么呢？
God put Abraham to sleep.
神当时让亚伯拉罕这个沉沉睡去。
And he took over the ceremony by himself, walking one by he took Abraham part as well to walk through the ceremony.
他自己就是整个掌管了这个立约的仪式，他甚至就是替亚伯拉罕做了他的那方，他神自己从这个切成两半的活物过去。
Even if Abraham failed to keep the covenant promise, the curse would be fallen on God, not on Abraham.
他的意思是，如果亚伯拉罕自己违约，那这个违约的这个咒诅其实是加在了神自己身上，而不是亚伯拉罕身上。
If someone breaks a covenant, may that person be cut in half like the animals. That's the point of the ceremony.
这个立约的这个象征就是，如果有人就是违约的话，他就会像这个被切成两半的这个牲畜一样，动物一样。
God is one who makes the promise to Abraham and to his people. It doesn't depend on anybody else.
神就是那位跟亚伯拉罕立约那个神，然后他这个约又只落在他自己身上，不取决于外面任何的人。
And how does God fulfill this promise?
那神是如何完成自己守自己的约呢
？Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Christ is that fulfillment.
就是加拉太书这个第三章二十节，就是耶稣基督自己变成了一个对应许的一个完成。
This is how the last will ratified.
这就是好像人的最后的遗嘱是如何的被立的。
This is how great God's love is that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
这也是神的爱是多么的伟大，他甘愿把自己的独生子，就是给他们，让信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Unless you get this, that is what God has done for you through Jesus, you will never be able to love God.
如果你没有明白这点，你也不会就是明白。神的爱有多么大，如何去爱神。
Unless you know Jesus, you will never be able to love God's law and love His eternal character, love His moral standard.
如果你不认识耶稣，你也不可能去了解神的律法，也不会去爱他的这个道德的标准。
Let me conclude here.
我最后结束的时候。
Whether you are a Christian or not.
不管你是不是基督徒。
Whether you are looking into the Christianity from the outside, or you are thinking about this as you have professed faith in the past.
不管你是从外面来审视基督教，还是说你自己是个基督徒，这件事情已经缠绕了你很久，你一直在想。
I want to see how good, how blessed God's law is because of how good the gospel is.
我想让你知道，就是神的这个律法，这神的这个祝福是多么的大，神的爱是多么的伟大。
Obedience for true Christians isn't a dread, is not a burden.
那么对一个真正的基督徒来讲，顺服并不是一个很可怕或者是一个负担。
It is a liberation. It is joy to obey God's law.
顺服事实上让我们来遵守神的话，其实是一种解放。
How is that the case?
为什么呢？
Because salvation through faith in Christ alone bring you into God's family to become His children. Verse 26.
因为就是从这个第二十六节讲的，信耶稣基督信耶稣基督而已，就是得救归入神，都是就让我们变成神的儿子。
And because you are accepted into God's family, that means you are loved already, not because of how well you obey God's law.
成为神的家庭的一份子，它并不是因为我们如何好的遵守了神的律法，而是说我们本身就是被爱的。
But because of God's sheer grace for you as your heavenly Father.
因为神作为天父，他自己的是完全因为神作为天父对我们的这样的恩典，我们得救的。
Just like I love my children not because of how obedient they are to me. In fact, they really cause me a lot of pain a lot of times.
就好像我爱自己的孩子，并不是因为他们多么的听话，实际上很多时候孩子给我们带来很大的苦楚。
I love them regardless.
但我还是没有原因的爱他们。
Because they're simply my children.
因为他是我的孩子。
But my desire is that they would learn to embrace what I am teaching them now.
但是我的愿望是他们能够完全的拥抱我对他们的教导。
And my desire is that they would obey me simply because they trust me and they love me.
我的愿望也是他愿意来遵循我的教导，是因为他们信任我，爱我。
And that they would want to please me as their father.
他们想要因为我是他们的父亲，所以他们想要让我喜悦。
And when they grow up as adults, hopefully, they will have internalized my teaching and my influence and my values.
以至于他们长大成人，希望他们能够真正把我的这个教导能够消化。
And they will continue to live their lives accordingly and willingly and without coercion. They would live their life on their own the way that I have taught them.
希望他们长大成人以后，他们能够自愿的，没有任何胁迫的，按照我的教导能够做人。
They would do so simply because they have recognized and truly embraced how valuable and how good my influence have been in their lives.
他们之所以这样做，是让他们真正的明白为什么这样的教导对他们生命有好处。
But of course, I'm not God.
当然，我们本身并不是神。
But God is perfect.
但神是完美的。
They need to embrace God's value for the rest of their life.
所以我的孩子，他们需要完全来拥抱神的这样的一个价值。
When they truly understand Christ Jesus and how He fulfills the law for them,
能够完全的明白到底耶稣基督是谁，耶稣基督如何成全了律法。
How He fulfills the law for us,
如何带来了应许，帮我们成全了律法。
We come into freedom and joy in maturity as God's children.To live a life that is worthy of the calling that we have received.
让我们自由地变成神的儿女，能与所蒙的这个恩所相称。
This is what our heavenly Father wants.
这也是我们的天父想要的。
To see all of us to know how good we have it in His law and in His gospel in His Son Jesus.
能够神也喜悦他一定喜悦想看到我们。就让我们自己能够感受到有他自己的律法，有耶稣基督，有他的应许是多么好。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we give thanks and praise to you for the precious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
天父，我们为耶稣基督带来的美好的福音，我们感谢你。
We see that life cannot make sense without knowing Christ.
我们也知道生命如果不认识耶稣基督，就没有任何的意义。
Because in our sinful nature, we either think of you as a harsh taskmaster, or that your love is cheap.
因为靠我们自己的罪性，要么我们认为你是我们的苦主，或者我们认为你的爱是多么的便宜廉价。
So Lord, we pray that you will work in our hearts and help us to see the death of Christ and the resurrection of our Lord.
所以主，求你在我们心里面动工，让我们看见耶稣基督的死和他的复活。
Lead us to embrace this precious truth.
带领我们能够拥抱这样宝贵的真理。
So that we may live a life that is glorifying to you and free.
以至于让我们能够活一个荣耀主的生命，也是一个自由的生命。
I pray all this in your Son Jesus' name.
奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.